This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our palatial Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations. And we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, I say that palatial word is because I've got a pretty big studio compared to some of the other studios in here, because this is where they used to have the Spanish station years ago, and they would actually bring people in here with instruments to play different songs and whatnot. So you can imagine what that is on top of a regular radio station studio. But anyway, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so much for doing what you're doing to keep America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there going coast to coast, border to border. It also includes our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center haulers delivering the mail and the letters and all that great stuff that we need to have to make America roll along. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And our Amazon warehouse workers, we appreciate you tuning in to us, as well as the Amazon drivers that tune in every night, different groups of them around the countryside, to say, hey, Captain, we're here. We're riding with you tonight. Well, thanks a lot there, guys and gals. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the way it is, the official Captain's America Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain at an S on it, America, all lowercase. Now, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check out all the different things we have to offer, and you'll even see a link to our first guest over there. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, has got a link on that page. You click on it, and boom, you're over on his page. In the meantime, here he is, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Well, they're not going to stay out very long because we do have a wind, and it's a little cold by the back door here, which means that the wind's blowing from the north towards the building on the backside from the airport. And we do have some colder temperatures tonight here. It's 60 degrees on one thermometer and 61 on the other. All the difference is one door versus the side door versus the back door. And, of course, it's the coldest at the back door. But it is what it is. We'll survive the night, but it's going to be a colder day tomorrow and a colder night tonight. So are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of
the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all, And we add those two words and emphasize them, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got a lot of things going on. Of course, they're still chomping at the bit over Mayor Pete not doing what he should be doing, according to the folks over there in that Ohio town, where the White House is now totally on the defensive over the derailment and the things that are taking place, as anxieties, and that's the understatement of the year, are now starting to surface over the toxic cargo, which is persisting. Because, again, if you've seen the pictures, if you've seen the damage, if you've seen the destruction, that is a town that literally is going to have to be leveled and rebuilt from the ground up. And one thing they're not talking about is when you deal with hazardous materials like this, you get into the soil, what do they have to do to that soil, Kyle?
Well, and many times I know they'd have to scrape it down several feet.
That's right.
To a great degree. Yeah.
Yep, and take it to the hazmat dump and dump it in there, and that's where she goes.
Yes, this is it would be a monumental undertaking, Captain. And by the way, of course, the people of East Palestine are still looking to the government, state and local and federal. And Senator Marco Rubio there from Florida is now calling as well for the resignation of Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, citing what he calls a gross level of incompetence and apathy in dealing with this disaster in East Palestine.
Everybody that's listening to this program right now, without any fail or without any inconsistency, everybody should be on the telephone or email sending messages to their congressmen and women and saying, we want Pete Buttigieg out.
Well, he has not demonstrated leadership in this capacity.
And he still isn't. He's had every chance to do so.
Well, that's right. And didn't he say something like, well, this happens all the time, you know, kind of a thing, and they're still trying to blame the Trump administration about electronic braking and all this stuff. None of that matters in the scheme of how he reacted to this disaster.
Well, there were
There
were a couple of huge lies that were told by the government by the fact that, well, this isn't a natural disaster caused by the weather, so FEMA can't do anything about it. That's a lie. They can do something about it. And they have done plenty of things about stuff that's happened in the past that has not had something to do with the weather. So somebody needs to grab that person and smack them upside the head and say, hey, bud, you're not paying attention to the program. FEMA, this is what they do. This is what they do. And we'll have a lot more when we come back here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Today, I'm going to start with a question, so listen up. Are you in pain? Or if not you, do you know someone who is? Dr. Janet's formula is a fast-acting glucosamine cream that provides relief on contact for those nagging aches and pains in your joints, neck, back, shoulders, wrists, hands, and knees, basically anywhere it hurts. And the best part is it's odorless, greaseless, and it won't stain. So you can use this every day, even under your best clothes. Dr. Janet's Extra Strength Glucosamine Pain Relief Formula is guaranteed to be safe and effective, or your money back. And when you call today, you will not be enrolled in one of those automatic delivery programs. This is a one-time order. You can try it and see for yourself how well this works. So again, the number to call is 1-800-212-4787. And I'll give that to you one more time. You ready? It's 1-800-212-4787.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. Book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Nixon Fruit Farms in Bradenton is Florida's sweetest attraction. Whether you're looking for fresh fruits straight from our groves, stopping in for one of Nixon's famous pressed Cuban sandwiches at the Groveside Cafe, taking a walk on the wild side on our wildlife preserve, or you're in the mood for a tasty treat like our orange vanilla swirl ice cream, you'll find it and so much more at Mixon Fruit Farms. For more information, visit Mixon.com. That's M-I-X-O-N.com.
Mixon Farms, a fruit farm with a twist.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle. I will do just that, and we want to remind you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends, the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot from Relief Factor. And you can find out more about them by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, where you can get the 1995 3-week quick start to help you get out of the pain and suffering that you've been in for a while. This stuff works, folks, or you wouldn't be hearing me talking about it. This stuff works. I've taken it every day. I start my day every morning with it at breakfast, and have had for the past 9 years plus. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't know what was going to happen, just like you, when I first took it. So I decided to just approach this with an open mind and see what would happen. And within a week, I started to notice a difference in the inflammation and the swelling and the pain that I was having. It started to get a lot less and a lot less painful. And then by the time the second week came around, it was almost gone altogether. By the time the third week came around, it worked. And I was out of pain, period. And for the most part, I've been out of pain for almost all of those 9 years, except when I have some sort of procedure done at the doctor where they'll cut my right leg and do what they have to do to it because of the problems that I've been having. And they've done it a couple times with my left foot and ankle. But it is what it is. And, of course, that's when you would expect to take this to help you with the pain and the suffering, which I do, and it works. So I want you to go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did. And there's some other things over there that might interest you, like the vitamins they've got and the healthcare products too. Check them out. They are a full service company. relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
And how? relieffactor.com/captain, 1995 and a 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Well, back to the drawing board here, Kyle, and back to the news of the day. Obviously, this situation in East Palestine, Ohio, is not going to go away anytime soon. They've got a lot of work they have to do. HUD is talking about bringing in some of those housing trailers units for people that absolutely can't live in their homes because they're totally contaminated or they've been destroyed in the blast, which is all part of this. So we don't know exactly how that's going to work out, but that will be available to the people, I believe, next week.
Yes, I believe so, Captain. And, of course, even the idea that, of course, that would be temporary housing while either homes are decontaminated or even torn down in preparation to rebuild. But it seems to me, Captain, that even to do that, workers, construction workers and so forth, they'd still be working in a contaminated environment. I can't imagine the lengths they'd have to go to protect themselves.
Well, I still, and it is so vivid in my mind seeing this, where they said, oh, the water's not contaminated, it's okay, it hasn't been polluted. Look, we've got clear water. One of the people said, look, we've got clear water. J.D. Vance walked over, took a stick, put it in the bottom of the clear water, and scraped it for about 6 feet. And it came out red, white, blue, orange, green, purple, all that. That's not contaminated water? I don't think so.
Yeah, it just this is a gargantuan proportion of a problem to be dealt with, an environmental disaster that's happened here. Now, of course, Captain, some people would say, well, as you mentioned right before we went to break, this whole idea that, well, it's not really a FEMA problem, but it seems to me, Captain, that the FEMA means Federal Emergency Management Agency, not Federal Natural Disaster Management Agency.
You are right. FEMA covers any declared disaster, period.
Exactly.
Whether it's because of a war or whether it's because of something that happened naturally, flood, fires. By the way, a wildfire, is that a weather emergency?
Well, not necessarily. Yeah.
Correct. And some of these other things where buildings collapse. Is that a weather emergency?
No, of course not. Right.
So again, the excuse that was used was absolutely wrong by the person that used it, but this is what you're dealing with. You're dealing with people in these agencies that have no clue what the rules are.
Right. And at the same time, too, Captain, you would think that from the White House on down, you would want to muster as much help as you can in order to address this, because not addressing it, it just makes everything worse. It makes everything worse not only for the people in the initial community area, but downstream as well, and long term. So I can't imagine why they did not want to swing into action.
Well, 24 states have sued the Biden EPA now over the water rule that would limit land use for farmers and landowners by calling it an improper federal power grab. I agree with that statement.
Right, absolutely, yeah.
And there's going to be a lot more that's going to come out of this. We'll just have to wait to see what happens. And I will definitely take that move just to sit back and watch. Now, in the meantime, the U.S. military has completed the recovery of the Chinese balloon off the coast of South Carolina, and they're now taking the parts and pieces back to Quantico, Virginia, and Camp Lejeune in South Carolina to examine them, and we're going to hear whatever they will tell us, that is, we're going to hear what it is that this balloon was up to, because it was definitely a spying device.
Well, of course it was, and up to this point, too, Captain, we've heard that somehow precautions were taken on the ground to limit the amount of intelligence that could be gathered. I think now that they can examine the actual guts of this thing, they will be able to make a more clear determination, although it may not be made public, per se, because of national security, but at least internally, they'll have a better idea of exactly what its capabilities were and what was compromised, because bet your bottom dollar, something important was compromised in this.
Okay, and Charlie in Columbia, South Carolina, just sent me a message, and he says, hey, Captain, is it true that Donald Trump is going to go to the hazmat site in Ohio? I believe it is true, and I believe it'll be next week.
Yes, possibly. And in fact, one of the things that had occurred to me, Captain, that Donald Trump, if he wanted to really point up this huge problem, is to actually go there and try to raise, at the very least, because of who he is, he can raise awareness of this. There's a lot of people thinking that they can literally sweep this under the rug or simply ignore it and not classify it as a true disaster like we were talking about, and maybe it'll kind of go away. But this is an incredibly important problem and event, and it's not going to go away.
Well, if it were me, I would have Buttigieg, I would have the EPA, I would have HUD and their top people. I would have them in their separate motorhomes that they have set up with their remote offices right there. And if they didn't want to stay like within the city limits or something, they could park a mile or so away where they thought they were safe, but whatever. Safety first, of course. Safety first. But they could park wherever. But they need to be there, boots on the ground, right there in that area.
Right. If anything, to demonstrate that when something like this happens, Americans come together and don't care about your political, who you voted for, how you registered to vote. This is why we have a federal government. We don't have a Democrat government, for example. We have a federal government. And that's why they're there.
And the governor up there has done more than the federal government. And he really isn't. His hands are tied as to what he can and can't do, because the railroad tracks are not owned by the state. They're owned by the feds.
Exactly right. And even more reason why this should have been a major priority for this administration. And to some degree, Biden or whomever should have told Pete Buttigieg, get your rear end over there and be seen. Talk to the people and make sure that you understand what's happening on the ground. Now, I know Pete Buttigieg can't order the cleanup and all this other stuff, but he can speak to the derailment, and he can also offer the kind of support that people expect in a time of real trouble.
I can hear the order now. You ready?
Yeah.
Hey, butthead, get your butt over there to Ohio.
Right. Well, but it's always, how is this going to play? How do we play this out? What can we get away with? And it is so infuriating, Captain, that Pete Buttigieg was only talking about the racialization of workforces and so forth instead of this problem when he had ample opportunity.
Well, I got news for you. They can't rub this, sweep this under the rug. None of that. Can't do it. All right, hold that thought. We're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The governor of Ohio says East Palestine residents will get more help after a train derailment released toxic materials in the area. After the federal government refused the state's request for help, the governor said the Federal Emergency Management Agency will now deploy resources to the crash site. FEMA will also send several officials to Ohio to coordinate long-term recovery needs. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told reporters that efforts to find objects shot down last weekend have been hindered by weather and location. He also said it may be difficult to determine what the objects are without recovering them. The president traveling to Poland early next week ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's war on Ukraine. He will meet with the Polish president and leaders of a group of Eastern Flank NATO.
Well, one of the most important things is to realize that you really are the doorway to God because you're her first introduction to healthy masculinity.
Dad, you are a role model for your daughter. Here's Dr. Meg Meeker explaining on Focus on the Family Minute.
Mom can't introduce her to manhood, but you do. Huh. And so right from the time she's young, you sort of set a template for what she should expect from men, how they listen, how they talk, how they hug. Are they affectionate? Are they trustworthy? So first of all, you have to prove to your daughter that she can trust you and that you're a good guy. And then if she's willing to accept who you are, she'll open her heart to understanding who God the Father is. And I can't stress how important that is because I've met so many adult women who won't draw close to Christ because he's a man. Huh. And they have a bad experience with a man.
Recognize your influence, Dad. More at FamilyMinute.org.
Can't sleep? Trouble concentrating, dry, itchy skin, urinating more often? These are some of the symptoms of kidney disease. Many people don't understand what kidney disease is, who's at risk, and what they can do to avoid serious kidney health issues. Find out if you are at risk. Go to OptumKidneyCheck.com to take a simple survey that can help you see if you're one of the 1 in 3 people who's at risk of developing kidney disease. That's OptumKidneyCheck.com. A public service message from the National Kidney Foundation, Optum Labs, in this station.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. And Mike Lindell has done it again, folks. He's done it again. You know those great Giza sheets that are fantastic and you heard me rave about before? And even Kyle Warren because he's got a set? Well, now it's buy one, get one free for Giza sheet time. Buy one, get one free. And there's a whole bunch of 50% off items there, too. And how you'll find out about it, as well as the 60%, the 70%, the 80% off articles, is to go to the website, MyPillow.com, click on the link for the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll see a little box with a door. You click on that, and it'll take you to the Radio Listener Specials page, where you will start to see the buy one, get ones, save $50 on this, $90 on that, 60% on this, 50% on that. You'll start to see all that. And then you'll see more if you use the promo code CAPTAIN. That'll get you into the deep savings door where you'll really save a bunch of money. So you want to go to MyPillow.com. When you're there, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. When you're there, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. Now, you can also call them up on the line, on the telephone line, and talk to a live person at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. And you'll find out more about these great radio specials that are in the Radio Listener Specials room. So check them out. See the savings that are there. See how much money you can save. Because it's pillows that are on sale. Buy one, get one on the brand new MyPillow 2.0 pillow. Towels that are on sale. The Giza sheets, buy one, get one on the sets. Slippers, 50% off. 90% off on another line, the sandals, pajamas, and a lot of other things, too, at MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, the radio listener specials page, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Promo code will be CAPTAIN. You'll save a bunch of money. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Hey, Captain, doing good.
What do you think about what Mike Lindell did again?
Well, I think it's amazing. And like you mentioned, yeah, we have the Giza sheets. We sleep on them every night. Everybody in my family has a MyPillow. And right now, as we're broadcasting across the United States of America and other places, of course, via the Internet and around the world, my feet are ensconced in the warm, very warm MyPillow slippers.
Uh-huh. Okay. We'll call you Fuzzy Feet.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, you know, I just mentioned back here in the last segment about the 24 states suing the Biden EPA. And, of course, that's only going to become more predominant as things go along here. Lawsuits are starting to work their way up the channel right now over there because of the hazardous materials train incident. We'll wait and see what happens there. The jury's out on all of that. But we also had some other things happen yesterday. The CBS News medical contributor, Celine Gounder, insinuated that the young people who suffered an unprecedented spike in lethal heart attacks during the first 2 years of the pandemic might have only themselves to blame. Now, while the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were amongst the agencies and experts that have that told exactly what needed to be done, many have not listened to what was being told, and they went and did their own little thing. Now, the COVID vaccine, we know, brings a higher heart risk and little benefit to young men and women, according to some of the medical experts now sounding off without fear of retribution.
Well, that's right. In fact, I think they were citing a new recent national study, age groups between 25 and 44 year old age groups. They had showed a spike in heart attacks during the pandemic. And this was an area or groups that weren't heretofore regarded as being very high risk. So there's a lot going on there, and we still don't know all of the details.
Now, turning back to politics, the Republican presidential candidates who could be blocked from the debate stage this summer better pay attention to this, because if they do not sign a pledge to support the GOP's ultimate presidential nominee in the 2024 campaign, according to the draft language in this adoption, the Republican National Committee, who meets this coming week, will enforce that rule, and he will not be able to speak from the podium at any Republican National Committee event.
That is very interesting. Right now, of course, we have Donald Trump. He's declared. Nikki Haley has declared. Others will start declaring, I think, sooner than later here. But certainly having to adhere to that, I think you're going to get some pushback on it. And it also could be used, I think, by the Democrats and by many in the media to try to really exacerbate any kind of divisions in the Republican Party.
Well,
but ultimately, it's good form to say, I will support the eventual nominee. But some are never going to say that, I think, because if it happens to be Donald Trump, they are just not going to do that. Some will not.
Well, that's probably true, but unfortunately, it'll be their loss, because the Republican National Committee Chair, Rona McDaniel, speaking after former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley announced her candidacy for the White House earlier this week, said that Republican contenders will be so much better than anything President Joe Biden and the Democrats are putting forward. Now, she also said, I'm very excited to put fresh Republican ideas and candidates in front of the American people. ideas that are working for the American people in other parts of the country, and contrast that with anything that Biden has done, who's been a total disaster.
Yes, he has been a total disaster, and you'd almost want to pick any other Republican possible candidate and switch them out with Biden, and I think things would improve immeasurably, you know, in theory, in that kind of a scenario. But the voters will get that chance here sooner than later, Captain, to say that exact same thing and put their votes where their mouth is and change things. But it still can be a slog, though, for the Republican nomination.
And here in Florida, we have the Republican state party chairman election coming up here. And I want to go on the record right now for saying that I know Christian Ziegler. I've known him ever since he was knee-high to a grasshopper, so to speak, with the Vern Buchanan campaign. He was his gopher, his driver, and worked his way through there, became the vice chair of the RPOF, and now he's running for the chairmanship position. And I want to go on the record for supporting him because he's a good guy with great ideas. He's got a great family man. His wife, Bridget, is very active in the school district in Sarasota County. And I just want to make sure that people understand those are the people they need to take a look at for the leadership at the Republican level here in Florida.
Yes, well, exactly right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Now, Rick Grenell yesterday chimed in. Of course, he's a former acting director of national intelligence during the Trump administration. He believes that President Joe Biden failed to secure the trust of the American people when handling the incident involving the Chinese spy balloon and other flying objects that recently occupied North American airspace over a short window of time. He said, and I quote, let's summarize the Biden policy. They didn't shoot down the balloon from China that was spying on us as it went across the entire country, but they did shoot down balloons that were weather balloons right away. Now, Grenell said this yesterday while appearing on television, and I'll tell you what, he's absolutely right. He's absolutely spot on right.
Well, absolutely. One of the things, Captain, is that when you put together the Chinese spy balloon and Joe Biden and the obvious ties back to China through Hunter and so forth, he should have shot the thing down right away to dispel any of those things, but he didn't. He let it go all the way across.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Rick Scott. We'll try to slide that in there before we go to the top of the hour break because we got the Truckers Highway and Byway coming in. But Rick Scott did not say what the Democrats are saying, he said. They're not saying all of what was reported. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. you. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-884-8375. 800-884-8375. 800-884-8375. That's 800-884-8375.
My dad served in Vietnam, the 82nd Airborne Division. He never talked about it. And my mom knew not to ask. So Dad buried himself in work and self-medicated and would lose his temper sometimes. Loud noises would put him on edge. It got rough. So I finally said to him, "Dad, you gotta get help."
As a family member or friend, you may be the first to notice when a veteran you love has been going through changes. Things like withdrawing, drinking more, or increased anger could be a sign of a larger health concern, but help is available.
Dad finally went to VA for one-on-one and group therapy and got some really great tools to help him manage things. And I got my dad back.
Listen to hundreds of inspiring stories at maketheconnection.net. And learn how you can support the veterans in your life. Treatment works. Recovery is possible.
Captain Matt here. You've heard of Mixon Fruit Farms. Did you know their Groveside Cafe is the hidden gem of Bradenton? Mixon's renowned Cuban sandwich is incredibly delicious. People from all over, even Miami, say it's the best they've ever had, and I completely agree. Mixon's pressed Cuban is absolute perfection. The Mixon Groveside Cafe is open Monday through Saturday for lunch. Get in there today. Mixon loves their local regulars. Skip the line and call ahead, 941-748-5829.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930, online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Okay, Mr. Kyle, who is that band?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I'm pretty sure that's Charlie Starr singing with Blackberry Smoke, although I don't know the name of the song right off the top of my head.
Well, you got the band right, you got the group right, Blackberry Smoke, and I didn't know they had a flutist in there, but they do, and it's called Take the Highway.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, listen to this. They got it going. Now he's going to get on the lead guitar here. Anyway, they got it going. I'll tell you what, that's quite the group. They're very well talented, and I was surprised when I heard it. I said, man, I know this group. I can't place their name. I did a little look, and then I found out who it was, and I said, oh, yeah, we're going to have them tonight. So
yeah,
we did.
Yeah, that's great. You know, Blackberry Smoke, they are, as you said, they're really talented. I got to tell you, their musicianship is top notch, and they all seem to play right in the right space. And if you've heard a lot of their sort of unplugged stuff that they do, it's all so tasteful. They're just amazing. They're one of my favorite bands these days.
All right, well, moving over to the weather, and we don't have a lot of weather, but what we got is kind of getting there with the program, if you will. There's a large swath of a very moist tropical air mass, which is going to be coming ashore over the weekend, perhaps as late as Monday, which is President's Day, in parts of Oregon and Northern California. Now, with that maintaining a threat of flooding over the state through the beginning of next week, locally heavy snow is expected to spread through the high Sierras into the Northern Rockies and Northwest this weekend. And right now we do have a bunch of snow. Kyle will tell you about it in a minute out there in the west. Over in the east, our weather pattern looks to unfold next week from some things coming across west to east. Our weather pretty much went out to sea because it's really rough if you're going to try to go from the Carolinas on up to Nova Scotia all along the beach areas today. You're going to have rip tides and you're going to have high waves and all sorts of stuff going on there. So, Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, you're right, Captain. As we look into Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon, as we head through the weekend, by the time you get to Monday, you are going to look at some rain showers, and you're also going to see snow in the higher elevations and so forth. Right now, on the weather, on the radar map coming out of Seattle on I-90, you're definitely going to run into a mix as you come east out of Seattle. You're going to, by the time you hit North Bend, you're going to get a mix of rain and sleet, and that's going to turn into snow a little bit further down the road there. We also have rain all over the areas there near Royal City, Mattawa, and down towards Yakima as well, and down towards Goldendale. You've got rain and snow in that area active right now. So do be careful with that. We continue with winter weather advisories now. The wind chill advisories we've been watching all week long in the Idaho Falls area down towards Pocatello as well has turned into a winter weather advisory, so be aware of that. We continue with high wind warnings. This is going to be north of Cheyenne on I-25, and as you come out I-80 from Cheyenne, heading towards Laramie and Elk Mountain, high wind watches continue there as well. High winds also on lookout for southern Colorado, I-25 down near Trinidad. Now, near Reno, Nevada, as you come out I-80, heading up towards Winnemucca and Elko, looks like you've got, the holiday weekend's coming up here, you're going to have dry and mild conditions, but a colder weather pattern with periods of strong winds and snow is starting to return next week, early next week around Tuesday. So definitely be aware of that, especially if you plan to be trucking through that area. And that's what we're seeing on the weather map right now, Captain. More next hour. Back to you.
Okay, up in northeastern Minnesota, up there, Duluth, towards the Lake Superior region in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you do have gale warnings out on the lake. You do have snow coming in off the lake. You do have a winter storm watch, if you will, up there in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Also moving over to the northern part of Lake Michigan, you have the same scenario there coming across into the northern tip of Michigan. And moving on down towards the bottom, I'm just going to follow the river all the way down to the bottom here. We do have some windy conditions along the Gulf of Mexico tonight, all the way down to Fort Myers, all the way across to the Texas-Louisiana line right there. And then we've got in the mountains of West Virginia and Virginia and North Carolina and Eastern Tennessee, we do have quite a bit of wind over there tonight because of the situation out there in the ocean where we've got the gale warning out there with high winds all along the coastline from North Carolina, right there around Wilmington, all the way up to Nova Scotia, all the way up the whole eastern seaboard. Got a lot of wind up there tonight. And we'll also have some flooding left behind from what happened yesterday and the day before in eastern Kentucky. All the streams are up, rivers are up. Be advised of that. You might have a potential a flash flood or something going on in your neighborhood that you hadn't expected to hear about. But they do have the warnings up, but they do have everywhere that needs to know so far is on alert for this sort of thing. So there you go. So, Mr. Kyle, why would this be a good weekend for us to go visit the pilot and Flying J?
Well, Captain, they want to be your oasis out there on the road, and they have so many different locations for you to choose from. The Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out their locations function. And, of course, as we move through February, it is Heart Month, and they're helping out the American Heart Association and the Canadian Heart and Stroke Foundation. You can round up your purchase to make a donation. You can also purchase a paper heart for $1, $3, or $5, and that whole amount will go to helping these great organizations from the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Also, check out their My Rewards Plus app. You can start saving. You can get great offers and much, much more at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Okay, and before we go to break, which we will be here in just a very short few seconds, Joe Biden has been ridiculing our great governor down here, Ron DeSantis, in Florida, everywhere and anywhere he could. Well, it's finally come back to bite him squarely in the butt because none of it is working. The country is not taking it. As a matter of fact, by attacking our governor here in Florida, he's now become an accidental endorsement for the governor because every time Biden's name gets mentioned, guess whose rating numbers go up, Kyle?
Ron DeSantis. Yep.
That's right. All right, folks. We'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
For another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-430-1186. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-430-1186. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing option. Call 800-430-1186. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-430-1186. 800-430-1186.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, and AM 930. The Answer, WLSS Sarasota.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. has finished efforts to recover the remnants of the large Chinese spy balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina. The National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the FBI may not be able to reveal everything they find to the American people.
We're going to exploit this material as best we can. We learned a lot already from the balloon by surveilling it while it was flying over the country. We're going to learn even more, we believe, by getting a look at the guts inside it and see how it worked and what it was capable of.
Problems at New York's JFK Airport creating havoc around the world.
An international terminal at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport remained closed Friday after a power outage halted flights and forced some to turn around. Terminal 1 at JFK, which serves several international airlines, including Air France, Korean Air, Lufthansa, and Turkish Airlines, planned to remain closed after an electrical panel failure, which then resulted in a small isolated fire overnight. As of Friday morning, dozens of flights had been canceled into or out of JFK, according to FlightAware. Some international flights were forced to turn around and return to their original airports. I'm Bill Alexander reporting.
Well, flights have resumed at Hobby Airport in Houston after a ground stop lasted hours Friday. It was issued after a small plane slid off the runway around 11:30 in the morning. Everybody on board was able to get off safely, but the plane was not removed from the area for about 3 hours. Microsoft limiting the Bing AI chatbot to 50 questions per day and 5 question and answers per session came Friday after early beta testers of the chatbot received some unsettling responses. One tech writer got a response of, "I don't think you're a nice and respectful user. I don't think you're worth my time and energy," when he was testing out the bot. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Bill Bunkley here. With rising gas prices and high inflation, reviewing your health care insurance expenses is a great strategy. Contact Tim Cooper at Health Plan Network, as he may be able to offer you significant monthly savings while offering superior coverage. If you selected one of those high deductible, limited network plans, you're not stuck with it. Tim Cooper at Health Plan Network's Freedom of Choice plan puts most of the coverage up front, where you only meet your deductible if you're in the hospital. You pick your own doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower cost than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round to those that qualify. If you're paying for your own health insurance, you're on COBRA, or your employment coverage is just too expensive, call Tim Cooper at 813-212-2580 or go to healthplannetwork.net. If you are under 65, reasonably healthy, and don't need maternity coverage, you can save 30 to 60%. Call Tim Cooper at 813-212-2580.
A federal judge is showing growing impatience with FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried's use of the internet while on bail.
Judge Lewis Kaplan suggests that incarceration might eventually be the most effective way to prevent Bankman-Fried from communicating on electronic devices in ways that can't be traced. Judge Kaplan listened to a prosecutor describe how Bankman-Fried seemed to be breaking rules in his $250 million bail package meant to limit his communications. Then Judge Kaplan said there was a solution nobody had proposed yet, incarceration.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A bipartisan group of senators want to make it easier for seniors on Medicare to get access to Alzheimer's treatments. The group sent a letter to HHS and the head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to ensure patients have immediate access to FDA-approved treatment. It comes as the FDA granted accelerated approval for drugs that showed promise in treating Alzheimer's. More at townhall.com.
Odyssey.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Every day we hear news about violent assaults, carjackings, and other acts of crime spiraling across the United States. Washington's answer is to confiscate your guns, but a new book from Regnery offers hope for a better solution. Professional firearms instructor and veteran gun store owner Larry Correa's new book, In Defense of the Second Amendment, pulls back the curtain on Washington's gun-grabbing agenda and how you can protect your rights as well as your family. Get In Defense of the Second Amendment, new from Regnery. Available at Amazon.com.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. Straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more to Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across the country, like the one you're listening to me on right now, or maybe you're listening to me on the satellite, or maybe you're listening to me off a website or one of the other feeds that we are out on right now. But thanks very much for tuning in. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, remember, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, that goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That goes for our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail center drivers out there hauling the mail and all the packages and letters and things that you expect to get in your everyday mailbox. And the suicide jockeys that are hauling gas, hauling diesel, and hauling jet fuel wherever it needs to go to. And let's not forget, we have the Amazon warehouse folks listening to us. Thank you very much. We also have the Amazon fleet drivers listening to us, and we thank them very much for tuning in. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Parler. And we're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain at an S, America, all lowercase, all one word, Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there. You can hear the show live streaming right now over there. And you'll also be able to hear the show streaming the rest of the weekend until we come back Monday morning with the brand new edition on President's Day. Yep, Monday is President's Day. Banks are closed. There'll be no mail delivery. All right, let's see here. We have got on the telephone line from up there in Detroit, Michigan, where they did have some snow the other day, and it was a bit breezy up there, a little cold, but it's none other than Ron Edwards. Well, there he is in the mix of people. He's crowded in with thousands. He can't move. He's stuck in the trenches. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Good morning there.
Stuck in the trenches, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, yeah, the folks in Detroit, they didn't get very much snow, just a slight powdering. And where we are, it's only about an inch. So we didn't get very much snow in this area, in this neck of the woods.
Boy, they did north of you again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we were talking absolutely about it. We were talking about all night long that we're having a lot of trouble up there. All right, well, let's do the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. A lot of people don't realize that. They don't believe it when you tell them. And I tell them to go read the Constitution, go read the Declaration of Independence, and go look at all the referrals to God that are in there. Then they go, oh, well, you're not supposed to say that. Because, again, they've been brainwashed to thinking that that's a bad word. I was just making reference on the way out here about Joe Biden attacking our governor, Ron DeSantis, about every chance he gets. And what's happening right now is Joe Biden's numbers are dropping like a rock, and Ron DeSantis' numbers are going up. So the more Joe talks bad about our governor, the better our governor does. I love it. Keep talking, Joe.
What's kind of sad about that is that he has to even talk in order for his numbers to drop. The support that Joe Biden still has, despite everything over these past 2 years, it continues to amaze me. And it should be, without him talking, Ron DeSantis, compared to Joe Biden anyway, should be sky high anyway. I mean, the people that still support Joe Biden, I don't know what's driving them. I don't know what's in their brains. I don't understand it. But Ron DeSantis, in my opinion, is probably the best governor of any state in my entire lifetime.
Yeah.
And that's a true statement. Look at all the great states from the 70s until now. I don't think you could tell me a better governor of a state than Ron DeSantis.
Perhaps Ronald Reagan, when he
well,
made
he
that
was
move.
In the 60s.
Yeah,
he was in the 60s. But yep. I mean, from the 70s till now.
Yep. Now let's talk about something here, which is just now beginning to surface. The National Transportation Safety Board, which is the group that's designated to investigate what happened in Ohio with that train wreck and other train wrecks, I might add, including the one up there by you where they had a hazardous material train go off the tracks, is pleading with the public to stop the misinformation on the train derailment info that people are putting out. What misinformation?
Well, what the people are putting out is not misinformation. People have been poisoned. There was a 11-year-old boy who was just projectile vomiting. Most of the people there are having breathing problems. Their pets are dying. Their farm animals are dying or have died already. You have over 3,500 dead fish found in some of the creeks in the area. I mean, what else do they want? I mean, what's false about that? And the people, the fact of the matter, that FEMA has said no help. And you know who else is
That's
very,
wrong.
Very,
That's wrong. What they said and what they cited is absolutely wrong. They were wrong.
Yeah.
Yep. They've got. Yep.
And you know, the governor is no good in this either. Boy, I would like to give him a piece of my mind.
Well, hold on. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to get into this a lot, and then we're going to get into what's going on with some of our political stuff that we've got, because this is quite the weekend to talk politics. A lot of things going on. Wait till you hear this. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Did you know that as much as 50% of your home's cooling energy is lost through its windows? Cellular shades, available at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, are the most energy-efficient window coverings available. Innovative cellular construction traps air in micro pockets, keeping heat out and lowering your power bill. Get yours at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, offering cellular shades in a variety of American-made brands. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Clark and McIntosh in Sarasota. Call 941-922-2345.
It's a Prosperity Minute with Greg Ellie and the Prosperity Group in Sarasota.
This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. And if you want to learn what strategy to use for Social Security, then give me a call. Many people are waiting to take it at 70 years old. That could be a big mistake. Let me show you how you can create an asset with your Social Security, taking the money at full retirement age and creating $150,000 or more, as well as tax-free income. Or you can use it to create a pension-like income that will increase. Do you want to control your assets, or do you want to give control of your assets to the government? Let me help you with this.
Safe money strategies from the Prosperity Group include retirement planning, wealth management, tax planning, and estate and legacy planning. The Prosperity Group, online at mymoneyissafe.com, or call 800-440-0434. That's mymoneyissafe.com, or call 800-440-0434.
You can be a successful investor in the stock market by knowing what the market is going to do.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy of PhilsGang.com. God, you go nuts listening to these shows on TV, you know, Cramer, any of them. I mean, they're giving you total garbage, garbage in, garbage out. One day they tell you, buy this stock. Next day, don't buy the stock. Then you have two people on their show, one guy saying buy it, the other guy says don't buy it. So the question is, what the hell do you do? Well, we don't have questions here at Phil's Gang. And they never have to ask the question, what do you think the market's going to do? My members always know what the market's going to do because they've learned how to follow the money. That's right, follow the money. You don't follow fundamentals, you follow the money. And what is that? That's volume. That's the buyers and the sellers. And the other thing, you've got to learn how to sell a stock as well as buy a stock.
Follow the money. Follow Phil Grandy.
Check it out, philsgang.com. Go to my podcast, YouTube, and Rumble every day. That's philsgang.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Has the federal government turned against us? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. The federal government, some state governments, and numerous local governments are, in my opinion, conducting open warfare against the sovereign citizens of this troubled republic. The recent arrests of Arizona rancher George Allen Kelly is a supreme reflection of the government war against law-abiding Americans. Over the past 2 years, 7 million illegals have been encouraged by the Biden regime to slither into our republic. They live everywhere, from Rhode Island to the West Coast, at taxpayer expense. Many illegals have destroyed private property on the U.S. side of the southern border and have killed ranch animals and have harmed ranchers. The federal government and leftist state governments no longer recognized our unalienable right of self-protection or more recent stand-your-ground laws like they have in Arizona. Even Mr. Kelly's lawyer refuses to argue on his behalf to get him a reduced bail. According to Soros-inspired judges, district attorneys, mayors, and governors, domestic and illegal border-crossing criminals rule. Good law-abiding Americans drool. I'm Ron Edward. Until the next page from the Edwards Notebook, see ya! Join me live weekdays 3 p.m. Eastern. To find out where, go to theronedwards.com.
All righty. And if I want to tell you that Ron Edwards and theronedwards.com, the website, theronedwards.com, is where you can go to find out more about that great coffee he's got, because I got some in my cup right here. Now, I prefer to drink it as iced coffee. I mean, it's okay when it's warm, but it's better when it's cold, believe me, because it's not acidic. And I just happen to like iced coffee. And I got right here, let's see, here it is. Here, that's the cup, that's the cup. So here we go. Oh, boy, that's good stuff. So anyway, I just tried a little bit more, which I've been sipping all night, my Constitutional Grounds coffee. You can get it, too, by going to the website, theronedwards.com. Make your purchase. Also, you can utilize the code that's there. It says RE20. You'll receive a 20% discount. And remember, as this guy slides through the front door and out the back door, Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
There he goes. Adios, amigo. Right out the door. I'll tell you, he's headed for the runway. He's probably going to hop on one of those planes and fly south for the winter. Not north, south. Yeah, andale, andale. So there you go. But anyway, it is what it is. And we got some great stuff going on here. Now, back to the drawing board, because I want to mention that, and we started to, with the train derailments. There is something weird going on when you have these train derailments, like every few days or one a week or whatever. And one seems to be not as bad as the next and so on and so forth. But this one in this small town on the Pennsylvania-Ohio line right there along the river's edge, just really everybody knew that there was a problem there. And everybody knew that the tracks were part of the problem, because I've told people before, stand back and watch a train when it gets to a road intersection and watch and see what the rails trucks do. If the rail tracks, which are normally sitting at ground level or maybe a little bit above ground level, and they got it built up with asphalt or something so that you hit like a speed bump, when that train hits that that rail crossing, those rail tracks drop into the ground. Have you seen that happen?
Not often, but I've heard about it more than I've actually seen it. But the thing is, Captain, I think it was more to it than just bad tracks or whatever, because whether you think about that location or trains that have been, you know, having problems all over the country, I mean, it just every other day, like you said, they're just happening, Washington State, whatever. I think there's something else behind. There's too many of them happening. And too often, in order for it to just be, oh, just an accident here, bad track there. I just think there's more to it. And in fact, you can go online, Captain, and they have available where you can purchase a train derailment apparatus. You can literally go do that. And so I'm not saying that's what's happening, but I'm just saying that those kind of things are available for anyone to purchase online. I won't say where, but the fact of the matter that these are happening so often, I just have kind of suspicious nature about some things, and it's got to be a little bit more than that. And like that town, solid red, I don't know. There's just something else gone awry here.
Well, there are some people that would consider doing something like that, and, you know, I get that. But unfortunately, I don't want to think that it's going on anymore, if at all, than what it could be, because people have to understand that if it's a passenger train and you do that, what's going to happen to the people on the train? They're going to get hurt, aren't they, or worse?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I don't think that I think increasingly in certain sectors of our society, people don't care about that. They don't care who gets hurt, killed, whatever. A lot of crazies in our country, a lot of people that have come here from other places. I'm just very concerned about the safety of our people in this country, not only with the trains, but in other situations that could prove to be pretty bad, especially with an administration that, like we have now with the Biden administration, doesn't seem to care about this country whatsoever.
The National Transportation Safety Board will be involved in the investigation, so we'll see what they come up with. Now, in the meantime, let's switch gears and go over to one of the things that you like talking about. We had the CBS News medical contributor, Celine Gounder, who insinuated this week that the young people who suffered an unprecedented spike in lethal heart attacks during the first 2 years of the pandemic might only have themselves to blame. Now, according to her, while the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is amongst the agencies and experts that have said exactly what was needed to be done, many people have chose not to do it. And as a result of this, we also know that the COVID vaccine brings a higher heart risk with little benefit to young men or women, according to medical experts.
And I've read that myself. You talk about a higher risk factor with these shots and things of that nature. And what really drew my attention into that situation is the fact that the majority of people that are young people that are dropping like flies or people that are in great shape, athletes, 12-year-olds playing football or whatever, or, you know, tag football or flag football. You've got high schoolers. You have collegiate age football players. One just recently, he's in a coma now. I think he plays at a college or university in Mississippi. And he's in a coma. I forget his name now. But I read about it yesterday. But not good stuff, Captain. I mean, never before since I've been alive have this many young people been dropping like this. And you know, and one person I was discussing this with, well, Ron, they've been giving shots or vaccinations for years. I said, well, those were actual vaccinations. These are a different matter. If you look at them and you break down the chemical nature of these things, they're totally different. It's a new animal here.
Okay, and, speaking of new animals, have you heard about the Republican presidential candidates who have to take the pledge to support the GOP's ultimate presidential nominee, or they will be blocked from the debate stage this summer when they get up there to do their debating?
Yeah, I heard about that, but, you know, do you think that's right, that they have to?
Well, it was done once before. I can't remember when, but one of these prior elections it was done, and they got away with it as fast as they got into it.
Yeah,
I can't remember what year it was, so I would have to say that they shouldn't be doing that anyway. I mean, that's just my opinion. I believe in Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. There's some more problems that the Republicans need to deal with. And I don't know. There's a lot of stuff they need to straighten out so that we will win the election this time around.
We need to straighten this out, because here comes the breaker. You're going to get cut off here. So we'll catch you at theronedwards.com, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday. Stay low.
You too. Take care. Bye now.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Go over to theronedwards.com to find out more. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We've just begun to fight.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
The tragic shooting at Michigan State University could have been prevented. How? More gun laws? No. The suspect, who killed himself after murdering three students and seriously wounding five others, had been earlier charged with felony gun violations, charges that were reduced to a misdemeanor by a George Soros prosecutor. The prosecutor, Carol Seaman of Ingram County, retired at the start of this year after facing criticism from judges and law enforcement for her soft-on-crime policies. The Washington Free Beacon reports that Seaman made it her office's official policy to drop mandatory prison sentences for felony firearms charges. She said the sentencing enhancements led to, quote, dramatic racial inequality and was not in any way linked to the goal that we share of keeping the public safe. Really? Tell that to the families of the dead and wounded. The dead suspect was black and was given probation. He should have been in jail. The blood is clearly on the hands of Seaman and other woke prosecutors who are endangering the public by their liberal policies. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
Hey, it's the Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
I'll tell you what, folks. You got problems, and you're anywhere around the Tampa Bay, Florida area, or want to make the drive down here, these people are worth the effort, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care experts. Check them out. Google them. You'll find out who they are and what they're about. They say, my leg, literally, with the wound care that they gave me, which I'm still undergoing some of for what's called prevention and treatment. Okay, Let's go back to the telephone line, and I do believe Kyle Warren is right there. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right. We were going to talk about Rick Scott, and we'll do it now. Rick Scott has been accused of saying that everything was on the table to be reviewed every 5 years, including Medicare and Social Security. But that's not what he said, is it?
No, I think he said that they would not cut it, you know, or cut it off. That's this kind of thing. But I do think that they've tried to make hay out of it to try to make it look as though here comes the GOP, here comes the Republicans to take away your Social Security.
It's because he actually mentioned it in his presentation, but said we will not be cutting Medicare or Social Security, period.
That's right, yes.
I mean, it doesn't get any plainer than that, but then the Democrats chose to misrepresent it the way they did. So it is what it is. But we're telling you the truth. They're not. And again, you should expect to hear nothing but no truth from them at all. Now, here's one for you. They've finally gotten out and done some studying on these places that are putting out the zero bail concept for people that do things that in some cases are violent, like murder or assaults with deadly weapons or something like that. And they have found out that beyond any reasonable doubt, the violent crimes go up after they get released on zero bail.
This is really something, Captain, of course, and I think the zero bail thing was there based on, again, sort of a racial argument. But unfortunately, you know, in our society, we're supposed to take people who have committed crimes and put them in jail. There is a bail system, and, you know, if it's deemed to be inequitable, well, now we see what the result of that can be in these cases. We can't take violent criminals and just let them out. That's the antithesis of trying to enforce the law.
Now, Senator Lindsey Graham is being pressured by Republicans around him to slow down Joe Biden's judicial nominations. Joe Biden is trying to push a bunch of judicial nominations through before they lose their majority in the Senate. And I don't know what's going to happen here, but I think that makes perfect sense from a political and a moral standpoint, since most of their judges don't stand for much.
Well, but again, yes, the lasting legacy of almost any president, President Trump included, are the judges that get appointed and confirmed, because that legacy will be there. Same for Obama, same for Bush, same for Clinton. And yes, and you're still going. At that time, I'm sure there was things that were being slow walked because of politics then. That is part of the political game, yes.
Now, we also know that the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Mr. Mayorkas, I was going to say Antonio Mayorkas, oh. But anyway, he could be impeached soon in the House of Representatives. And, of course, a trio of charges are being put forward. Now, will anything happen to him in the Senate? Probably not.
No, and I'll tell you this, he's going to use the Kamala Harris defense, Captain. I'm sure he will.
What, I'm prettier than you are, so you can't touch me?
Well, but no, he'll say Kamala's in charge of the border. I mean, if you guys are all upset about the border thing, I mean, go talk to my boss, Kamala Harris, who's supposed to be in charge of the whole thing, and try to deflect at that point. I don't think it'll work, but I wouldn't be surprised if he tried it.
All right, and we just got a message from James. James is saying, common sense went out the window with the Democrats. Good morning, y'all. Okay, well, good morning back.
Yes, good morning, absolutely.
I think he's up in Georgia, if I remember right. But anyway, that's coming from memory. I can't look him up right now. I just saw the message, so I used it. All right, now, bipartisan lawmakers right now are urging Joe Biden to send F-16s to Ukraine without fail because of what's going on in eastern Ukraine with the surge that's already started with the Russians and the advance that's there. I don't think that the Ukraine can stop them in their tracks and stop that surge from happening, but they certainly can make it difficult for them by bombing the troop positions and whatnot. What do you think?
Well, right. I mean, this is a part and parcel of how you fight a war. The F-16s, of which Joe Biden has said he will not send, or fighter jets, basically, at this point, will not send those things because of the idea of escalation, one might think. But, Captain, eventually, how do you get Putin out of Ukraine? He's not going to walk out of Ukraine. He's got to be driven out of Ukraine. So the argumentation for sending such planes will grow. But by that same token, it will still mean the war could expand and Putin could say, okay, you guys are really part of this fight now. NATO is. And so I will expand the war. It's always a calculated risk.
And do you notice that Russia's Putin is still spouting the nuclear word and about nuking not only parts of Ukraine, but also going after the U.S. and our allies and all that?
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. He's got to try to create chaos. Now, if this amounts at this point to throwing dirt in the air and to see kind of what happens next, because he's getting to the point of desperation. This war has gone on for a full year, basically, and it is not there isn't any end in sight. But yeah, I do think he's trying to rattle everybody. But it's absolutely madness to even talk like that. And again, it goes back to the leadership from the American president on this, which is lacking, I hate to say, in terms of corralling Vladimir Putin in this.
Now, the president, Joe Biden, was given a fitness test because of his age. And he was tested supposedly all the way around and received he's fit to serve. But the one thing that they didn't do was give him a cognitive test. Why was that? That's the whole purpose of the test to begin with.
Yeah, I know. He'd much rather come out and talk about balloons and unidentified flying balloon objects or something than come out and even discuss at all a result of any cognitive test.
That's a UFA to you, unidentified flying object.
That's right. Well, whatever. And they still don't know what they shot down, really. They can't find it. They don't know what it was.
Well, during a helicopter raid conducted in northeast Syria a few days ago, four U.S. Service members were injured and a senior ISIS leader was killed. The four service members wounded by an explosion were all part of a Special Operation Forces unit that was there conducting a raid with local Syrian forces targeting the ISIS leader. They got the guy, but unfortunately four of our guys were wounded.
Yeah, that is very, very sad. And you know, Captain, that we just stand in awe of those who go to do this kind of thing on our behalf.
Well, it is what it is. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. So, Kathy, here you go. It's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-919-3663.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Bill Bunkley here. I want to invite you to join me this summer on a trip of a lifetime to both Israel and Jordan. I'm teaming up again with Pastor Ralph Yankee Arnold for this life-changing pilgrimage. Come see the biblical sites you've read about, Jerusalem, Mount of Olives, Sea of Galilee, Jericho, Jordan River, Nazareth, Bethlehem, Petra, and so much more. Your cost is just $45.95, double occupancy, including round-trip air from Tampa, two meals a day, private Wi-Fi motor coach, Israeli and Jordanian guides. Space is very limited. A $700 deposit secures your spot with final payment not due until May the 10th, giving you time to budget. To see all the places on our 10-day pilgrimage to Israel and Jordan, June 24th through July 4th, go to BillBunkley.com. That's BillBunkley.com, BillBunkley.com, or call me at 813-264-2977. That's 813-264-2977.
If you want to invest your money and grow your wealth, listen to this.
Hi, I'm Phil Granny of PhilsGang.com. You know, I get so tired of listening to the same garbage every day, listening to the fake business news network telling you why you should buy this stock, why you should buy, and they're always wrong. Join my gang, PhilsGang.com, free for 10 days. You're going to learn when to buy a stock and when not to buy a stock. Hey, years ago, it was different. You could buy a stock based on fundamentals. You could buy a stock based on earnings. You could buy a stock based on P.E. ratios. Those days are gone. That ended with QE. That ended when they financially engineered the market in 2008. Gone. Now you got to follow the money. And we have the knowledge because we have the chart. Pro 2 color code chart tells you when to buy, when to sell, when to run like hell.
For a limited time, you can join Phil's Gang free for 10 days.
Check it out, philsgang.com. Get the truth, get the knowledge, and understand how the market really works.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? Taking vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aqua Powders is the best way to get vitamin C. Aqua Powders vitamin C is delicious when added to water and provides you with 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C to boost your immune system and increase your energy. Transform your water into wellness with Aqua Powders vitamin C, available at Amazon. That's Aqua Powders with a Z, available at Amazon.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Crows got a cup of Joe heading out the door. A 12-hour day bailing hay till these calloused hands are sore. 5 days a week we work and sleep from sunup to sundown. We blow off steam, if you know what I mean, when the weekend comes around.
We party at the barn, y'all, and raise a little yee-haw. Line up the shop.
Jacked up trucks parked out in the field.
You can smell the smoke and hear the music all the way to town. The girls
Okay, Kyle Warren, who are those masked men?
That is the Soul Circus Cowboys, Captain.
And what do they call that? That one?
It's a party at the Barnyard.
You got it. How'd you get that one?
Well, I got to tell you, if you haven't partied at the Barnyard, you haven't partied. It's just that simple.
And if you don't have a Barnyard to party in, I know where there's plenty of them. But anyway, there you go. Okay, well, it's your turn. Tell us what's going on out west. We got a little bit of a change in the weather.
Well, you know, Captain, we're still seeing out west here. We've still got winter weather advisories up in southern Idaho. This is going to be near Idaho Falls and Pocatello, Idaho, of course, as you're coming up I-86, heading that direction. And then up I-15, up towards Idaho Falls, and up towards Rexburg as well in that area. So you want to be aware of that this weekend. Also, high wind watches around Cheyenne. If you're coming out I-80, west of Cheyenne up through Laramie and Elk Mountain, you've got high wind watches going on there. Same story in southern Colorado, down near Trinidad, you've got high wind watches there. And then you're coming out of Reno on I-80, heading towards Winnemecca this weekend. You're going to be looking at some dry and mild conditions, but you've got strong winds and snow returning early next week. Same situation for Portland and Seattle. Looks like we got rain coming in early next week, Monday and Tuesday, basically. And right now, the rain we were looking at last hour east of Seattle is dissipated, but we still have a mix down near Yakima and then down also towards Goldendale as well in Washington State. And also, we got some snow up in northern Idaho coming across I-90, so watch out there on 4th of July pass as you make your way to Montana. Be careful out there.
All righty. Well, we've had a couple of changes over here, my neck of the woods. The windy conditions along the Gulf now are all the way down past Fort Myers, almost all the way down to Naples, if you will. So be advised, we've got some windy conditions along the Gulf all the way back to Beaumont, Texas. And then right around Corpus Christi, coming off the Gulf of Mexico over towards Eagle Pass, we've got an area which could be not only windy, but it could have some rain in it at the moment. Looks like there's a chance of showers. Now, moving on up over into Minnesota tonight, the northwestern corner of Minnesota has become a little bit active with some wind and possibly a rain shower or two moving to the east. And then up in the northeastern corner of Minnesota, to include Duluth and the upper peninsula of Michigan, you've got a winter storm watch, and you've got snow coming down up there in the northern peninsula of Michigan, all the way across over to the northern part of Lake Michigan from Lake Superior. So be advised of that. Coming on down, looking at the rivers and looking at the flood conditions, we do have some high rivers and flood watches in Arkansas, especially not very far away from the Mississippi River. And we've also got them, we see over here, in the Mississippi side of the Mississippi River. A lot of different areas there that are going to be flooding. Some areas in lower Alabama as well, South Alabama, eastern Kentucky, and right along the line with North Carolina and Virginia, right there in the mountains. So that's coming up the valley, going up towards Knoxville. You probably got some high water there. That's not uncommon for that area. And then, of course, we've got a gale warning for Nova Scotia, winds 40 miles an hour or maybe higher, all the way down to North Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina, in that area. So be advised of that. Now, that's what we're looking at the moment. And, Kyle, why don't you fill us in and let us know what goes on at the Pilot and Flying J?
Well, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out their My Rewards Plus app. You can download it right there from their website, pilotflyingj.com. Start stretching your wallet, and when you download the app, you're going to start enjoying 2 free drinks every week. Get special offers on food, drinks, and snacks, and other great gear, and like Bluetooth accessories, for example, at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And, of course, if you need internet, you need to print some documents and all that, you're out on the road, that's a place to go because they can do all that for you.
That's right. They have all kinds of amenities for our professional drivers and trucker friends out there.
All right. How can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. We will talk to you on Monday. Have a great day.
You too, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And we will be talking to him again Monday morning, bright and early. Okay, let's go back to the telephone line and let's see here. Through the magic of pushing a button, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
This is kind of funny. Joe Biden has been ridiculing our great governor, Ron DeSantis, a lot lately, right?
Well, he likes to take a shot at him
all the time. The more Biden talks, the higher the numbers go for DeSantis. Because when people actually do go over there and check out what he's doing, they like what he's doing. So then they like him as a result, and it's not working for Biden. It's absolutely backfiring on him.
Well, he's not the only one. Nikki Haley took a shot at DeSantis, too, on the parental rights legislation, saying it didn't go far enough. It's kind of like shame on him. He didn't do enough. So, you know, they're all doing it because they have this fear that he's going to enter the presidential race.
Well, maybe he will and maybe he won't, but I'm telling you, if his wife has anything to do with it, he won't.
You know, and I wish some of these potentials, like Kristi Noem and, you know, some of these others, you know, I keep saying that the power of government really should reside at the states and not the federal government. I think it's much more important that
right.
we have good governors and just try and peel back the size and the power of the federal government. I mean,
yep.
it's out of control.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's just me.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. And again, they keep sticking their nose into places where it continues to get worse and where they should have stuck their nose. It's horrible. Namely, East Palestine, Ohio.
Well, I mean, clearly, there's like no they there's no response. There is a response. There's the wrong response. They're not going to do this. They're going to do that. And, you know, when it comes to even East Palestine, University of Ohio's got a very good chemistry department. And why they haven't sent some of those professionals from the university over to Palestine to see what's going on with the fallout of this is remarkable to me.
Well, somebody was sending somebody, but hold on. I'll see if I can find out during the break. Okay, we're coming back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back with more.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
This message is for anyone looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Even if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or are taking anxiety meds. Here's an example. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe overweight with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost about $200 a month. We're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. If you've had prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or are on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Get a quick quote right now by visiting termprovider.com. That's termprovider.com, or simply call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. If you're looking for term life insurance but have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or have other health issues, call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, and AM 930, The Answer, WLSS Sarasota.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens.
In New York, 20 firefighters are hurt, three critically, after a fire broke out between two duplex homes on Staten Island Friday afternoon. FDNY officials say strong winds made it very difficult to put that fire out. Terminal 1 at JFK Airport is staying closed until later today due to a power outage. Officials say electricity is being restored to some parts of the terminal, but if all goes according to plan, they hope to have limited operation at some point today. The FBI has been taking a look at all the Chinese balloon debris, which has been recovered from the ocean floor. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
U.S. officials say the military has finished efforts to recover the remnants of the large balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina. Analysis of the debris so far reinforces conclusions that it was a Chinese spy balloon. Officials say the U.S. believes that Navy, Coast Guard, and FBI personnel collected all of the balloon debris off the ocean floor. This includes key equipment from the payload that could reveal what information it was able to monitor and collect. I'm Shelley Adler.
Another SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launches from Vandenberg Space Force Base in Southern California. The rocket is carrying 51 Starlink Internet satellites into low Earth orbit. SpaceX plans to launch a second rocket tonight. Border Patrol agents in Florida are investigating after more than a dozen Cubans made landfall in Key West. Officials say 18 people came ashore on a homemade boat near Fort Zachary State Park earlier Friday. They say earlier this month, over 100 Cubans landed in the Florida Keys. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615. That's 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615.
Startups are competing to bring electric boats to the waterways of big cities for use as water taxis.
California-based Navier makes electric hydrofoil speedboats that lift the hull above the water's surface at higher speeds.
You're gliding above the water, so there is no seasickness. It's just a smooth, like, smooth ride quality. You don't feel the waves. It's like you're on a jet plane.
CEO Sampriti Bhattacharya says it's 10 times cheaper than using a gas boat and can travel about 75 nautical miles on a single charge. Jeff Wassel with the National Marine Manufacturers Association disagrees.
Just the amount of energy that it takes to move a boat through the water and to propel a boat through the water requires a lot of batteries.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The man who made Toyota an international car company has passed away. Shoichiro Toyota was the son of the company's founder, and during the 80s, he expanded the Japanese car maker into North America and helped it to become an international brand. More at Town Hall.
Odyssey.
Find us online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Join like-minded conservatives for an evening cigar and great conversation with national radio host and conservative icon Dennis Prager on Wednesday, March 8th at Corona Cigar Company in Tampa for the Great American Cigar Tour. This is an exclusive VIP event with very limited seating, so reserve your tickets today. Platinum VIP ticket holders get exclusive time with Dennis before the main event. Go to theanswertampa.com and get your tickets now to join Dennis Prager on March 8th for an evening of cigars and great conversation. Sponsored in part by Corona Cigars.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. Straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations all across America, around the world via the satellite and the internet, too. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Also, our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers out there, the men and the women getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail drivers out there delivering the mail and the letters and the packages and all that good stuff. Our suicide jockeys delivering the gas, the diesel, as well as the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse people. Thank you very much for tuning in, as well as our Amazon drivers, our fleet drivers out there. Heard from several of them so far tonight, moving around the countryside. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out. And we've got links over there to our contributors, including this young lady right here called Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you again.
Oh, good morning.
Yep, and there they are. And it's not that warm, it's not that cold, but, you know, it is 58 degrees on one side of the building, and it's 57 on the other. So I guess one's in the wind and one isn't. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Okay.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, of course, we got the balloon that's been totally gathered. They say they gathered all the little pieces and parts and sending it on up to Quantico and to Camp Lejeune for further examination. But speaking of examination, we have got the Munich Security Conference going on. What's that all about?
Well, it's actually pretty much run by McKinsey. I don't have any use for McKinsey, never did, but world leaders and governments rely on McKinsey, pay McKinsey a lot of money to do this. But we've got an interesting representation over in Munich, including Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, Alejandro Mayorkas.
Wonderful.
I think, yeah, I think Chuck Schumer is there. And, and so what is it they do over there? Well, whatever McKinsey tells them to. I'm looking at the 174-page program. And they're talking about democracy, autocracy, fault lines. They're talking about Russia's autocratic revisionism and its weaponization of fossil fuel exports. they're talking about China, Qatar, nuclear weapons, North Korea. So remember, this is a security conference. But... yeah, so we can just about imagine really what is happening here, but we do have what's pretty scary is that we've got some pretty stupid people representing the United States. If we should be represented at all, quite frankly, I wouldn't have even gone. But this is I think this is the 1 year anniversary, is it not?
Yes.
Of Russia invading Ukraine?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, anyway, they're talking about humanitarian law. They're talking about infrastructure. You know, so, yeah, it's quite the conference. And then Mayorkas, interestingly enough, when this is over, where is he going? Poland. Who else is going to Poland? Biden. To mark the 1 year anniversary of the war. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know they had such things to celebrate. Of course, Poland has helped them a great deal. And we're hearing about these tanks. Now, I was aware of the fact it was going to take a while to get the tanks to them on our side of the fence.
Months.
Go ahead.
Months and months. It's going to take months. And the offensive of Russia, the higher offensive, has already started.
Sure.
So, you know, for Admiral Kirby and the Department of Defense to say that, that you know, they are, you know, responding to every need that Ukraine has to defend themselves is just false. And I keep arguing, if they had done the right thing when they knew that Russia was going to invade, they should have dealt with it a year ago because they knew that this was going to happen. And here's the fascinating thing. We're already loading up Taiwan as much as we possibly can. And China hasn't invaded Taiwan yet. You see the difference here?
Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Bill Bunkley here. With rising gas prices and high inflation, reviewing your health care insurance expenses is a great strategy. Contact Tim Cooper at Health Plan Network, as he may be able to offer you significant monthly savings while offering superior coverage. If you selected one of those high-deductible, limited network plans, you're not stuck with it. Tim Cooper at Health Plan Network's Freedom of Choice plan puts most of the coverage up front, where you only meet your deductible if you're in the hospital. You pick your own doctors, and is 30 to 60% lower cost than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round to those that qualify. If you're paying for your own health insurance, you're on COBRA, or your employment coverage is just too expensive, call Tim Cooper at 813-212-2580 or go to healthplannetwork.net. If you are under 65, reasonably healthy, and don't need maternity coverage, you can save 30 to 60%. Call Tim Cooper at 813-212-2580.
As the Biden administration ratchets up its war on Americans' right to keep and bear arms, a groundbreaking new book from Regnery Publishing pushes back and offers hope for the future. Professional firearms instructor and veteran gun store owner Larry Correa's new book, In Defense of the Second Amendment, pulls back the curtain on Washington's gun-grabbing agenda and how you can protect your rights. You'll learn why gun-free zones are more dangerous for college students and average citizens, how so-called gun control laws handcuff law-abiding Americans while allowing dangerous violent criminals to run wild in our cities, and offers solid details on how America has a history of gun ownership that is under attack by liberals in Congress. If you care deeply about protecting your Second Amendment rights and keeping your family safe, you must read In Defense of the Second Amendment, new from Regnery, available now at Amazon.com and wherever books are sold.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
It was an opportunity for me to put everything I was as a person into work.
They have so much to offer, and they need to be respected and taken care of and listened to.
Being an ombudsman gives me that opportunity to pay it forward.
For more information, go to ombudsman.elderaffairs.org. That's ombudsman.elderaffairs.org.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. And, oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Now, Geico has been saving people money for well over 85 years, since they are now the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 26 million drivers, and that number is growing. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. Now, they'll offer you coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV. They can certainly cover all of those. And they'll even help you with your homeowners, renters, and condo insurance. And here's what happens if you bundle that together. If you bundle your homeowner's policy with your automobile policy, you will save a large amount of money. If you do the same thing with your renter's insurance, it'll do the same for you. And if you do it with your condo insurance, which is usually a different policy altogether, it'll also lower your policy cover or lower your rate by quite a bit. So all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, to either find out who your local agent is and go see them, or you can do it all online. Don't need to see an agent. Whatever you want to do, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have our, I think we have Aaron in Colorado on the line. We're going to check. Good morning, Aaron. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me, Cap. Hello there, Denise.
Hey.
Yeah, just want to bring up Nikki Haley. And I think it's great that she's running for to try to get the White House seat in the swamp. But when it's all said and done, the nomination is going to end up with Trump. But it's good that there's competition for the nomination. But and I think she'll be supported by conservatives. She'll be supported by the RINOs. And definitely supported by the establishment within the GOP. So, and of course, the establishment and, of course, the RINOs, they hate Trump's guts. So that's just the way it is going to be. But when it's all said and done, when the dust settles, Trump will get the nomination because, he was because he's the former president of the United States with a lot of experience dealing with the swamp called Washington, D.C., and, of course, he could end up taking on an old, broken-down, dark-side, bigot, racist, senile old fool that's currently in that White House seat. But anyway, Denise, Cap, goodbye.
All right, thank you. Yeah, that's a good point there. She always brings up good points, but the thing of it is it's not going to be as easy for Trump this time as it was the last time.
I don't think so either. I don't know who wrote Nikki Haley's speech when she made her announcement. Her speech was actually very good. I'm not voting for her, but nonetheless, the style of the speech I thought was pretty good.
Well, the GOP this coming week, the RNC, the Republican National Committee, meets this coming week. And one of the things on the agenda is to have a pledge for all the candidates that would be in a debate on stage of any type to support, sign it, and support the GOP's ultimate presidential nominee, regardless of who it is. And they were drawing the draft language up. They've done that before. I do know that. But I don't know how that's going to work and if everybody's going to go along with that.
I don't think it's a big deal. It doesn't bother me
election,
one way or the other.
What election was when they did that? Do you remember?
No, but I would say pretty much all of them, they encourage that. So it means nothing to me.
Okay, because I do know that they did it, but I can't remember exactly when it was. I was trying to remember that a little while ago. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, now let me see here. Oh, yeah, North Korea, breaking news.
Yes.
I think they just fired a missile.
An intercontinental ballistic missile. And this is just happening here. It says that one long-range missile, it stayed in the air quite a long time. This one's a little worrisome because it was up there much longer than anything else, much longer than any of them. And Japan is saying that it expects to land in their, economic zone.
Mm-hmm.
So Japan's pretty angry. But what's concerning here is that it's pretty unprecedented how far this one, or how long, not how far, but how long this one stayed in flight. So North Korea fired one long-range missile implied to be the one nearly an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What stops anybody from shooting one of them down?
Well, depends upon its trajectory, what equipment is where, and who has it. So I think that is part and parcel. You know, let's not forget that North Korea doesn't do anything without China's permission.
Mm-hmm.
So therein lies the other component to this one. But I think really Japan needs to step up their game on this one. And I think they will.
Okay, well, again, North Korea, trigger happy, fires an ICBM that went further than most of the other ones did, and that is alarming. That is alarming.
It is alarming.
Yep. Japan, of course, we'll just have to wait and see what they do, but I don't really know what they can do. Now, we have been told that the COVID vaccine brings higher heart risks to younger men and younger children, younger women. We were told this in lieu to another story that came out from CBS News yesterday, where their medical contributor got up there and talked about the heart attacks that are coming as a result of some of these younger folks from
myocarditis.
Yeah. And so I don't know where that's going to go. Do you?
Well, it seems to be have been a very common result of the vaccine. Now, I don't know whose vaccine it is, and therein lies where I have a void in information. I don't know if it was Moderna's or Pfizer's or whose. But it seems to be one of the more common consequences of younger people that have taken the vaccine. And this is a problem. And we get it out here, but nobody in these pharmaceutical companies and a lot of doctors and certainly people part of the federal government, HHS and National Institute of Health and whatever, they won't admit this. And I think they're putting pressure on doctors to either wave it off or not treat them or, you know, well, I mean, they'll treat them, but they won't attribute, you know, heart issues to the vaccine. So we're still being punked on this one, in my opinion.
Speaking of doctors, the White House doctor claims that Joe Biden is fit to serve as the president, despite the fact that, once again, there was no cognitive test being given.
Well, not only that, they didn't give him an MRI. And they should have.
Yep.
That's part of a full physical. He didn't have a full physical, period. Or if he did, and that's a big if. I don't think he did. But if they did, then they didn't put it into the public report. But I don't think that they gave him a full one.
Well, here we go again. We got a guy that, you know, is having problems with his words and getting around and whatnot, and it's believed that it's mostly choreographed by his wife when he's out with her. Well, come on, Joe, we're going this way, or whatever the deal is. But I see way too much stuff, and so do you. So to be continued, I guess?
I suppose.
All righty. All right, Denise Simon will be back with me on Monday morning, so catch her articles.
Yes, sir. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you very much. So don't forget, you can go to her website, founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com, and read all the great articles that she writes over there and get them before everybody else gets them. Founderscode.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Five former Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyree Nichols are pleading not guilty. Nichols died 3 days after a confrontation with police during a traffic stop, which left him severely injured. The officer's next hearing is set for May 1st. The city of East Palestine will be receiving more help after a train derailment released toxic materials. FEMA will also send several officials to Ohio to coordinate long-term recovery needs. Both of Ohio's senators are urging the governor to declare a disaster in the state. The husband of country singer Kelly Pickler has died from an apparent suicide. The Nashville Police Department announced that her husband, Kyle Jacobs, shot himself in their home on Friday. Medical centers in California will now have to consult with next of kin in order to make decisions on a patient's behalf. This is SRN News.
If there's one place a Christian should visit, if you have the means, it's the Holy Land of Israel and Jordan. And Pastor Ralph Yankee Arno and me, Bill Bunkley, want to take you along with us to both countries on our summer 2023 pilgrimage. Come see the epicenter of the world in God's holy city, Jerusalem. Witness historical locations and places of future prophetic events. Your cost is just $45.95, double occupancy, including round-trip air from Tampa, two meals a day, private Wi-Fi motor coach, Israeli and Jordanian guides. Space is very limited. A $700 deposit secures your spot with final payment not due until May the 10th, giving you time to budget. To see all the places on our 10-day pilgrimage to Israel and Jordan, June 24th to July 4th, go to BillBunkley.com, that's BillBunkley.com, or call me at 813-264-2977. That's 813-264-2977.
This is Sue Hewitt for Town Hall Review. If you're like me, you want more than just facts. You want insight from people you trust. People like Dennis Prager, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, and of course me, your host each week on the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, a weekly roundup of the news. Tune in each week and visit our website at townhallreview.com, where we give you what you need in today's fast-changing world. That's townhallreview.com.
Town Hall Week in Review, Sunday nights at 11 on AM 930, The Answer.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, brought to you, of course, by the National Aviation Academy. We'll tell you all about them in a minute after they get a chance to tell you all about themselves first. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you just heard the website mentioned, and that's where everything starts. go take a look at their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there and take a look at their website to begin with. Notice that they've got two campuses, not one, two, to serve you. One happens to be in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. That's the other side of the bay where I'm at. And the other one happens to be up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, with all of that to look at, they offer a tour of either one of their campuses or both, where you can call them up at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. You can call them at that number and schedule a tour at either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus, whichever one works for you. And you are able to go to both if you want to go to both and look and see what the difference is. Now, you'll be able to talk to not only students, but also teachers. And finally, you'll be able to talk to the financial officers who put forth the student loans for you or will work and help you with your GI Bill benefits. Because veterans getting out of the military, veterans that are out of the military and want to change your job, they will work with you and help you. They love the veterans at the National Aviation Academy. And a number of them come in there. They've already been on flight crews. So all they're doing is getting their civilian certification, which is usually pretty easy to get. They have a speed-up program for that. And you don't have to be there for the full 14 months to get the program. I believe it's 3 months at the most where you get a little classroom training so that you can understand the tests that they're going to give you. And then you get a chance to take the skills test and prove that you can do what it is that you are going to be doing. And then you're on your way. It's that simple. Now, money is not an object as far as the money you can make at National Aviation. You can get paid a lot of money in a short period of time. And God knows they got plenty of work to do right now. Plenty of work to do. Making sure the airplanes are flying and everything's okay and systems are the way they're supposed to be and all that sort of thing. And I never have heard about someone that works as an aviation maintenance tech that hasn't got work to do. So there you go. So you are more than welcome. And I would strongly suggest that if you're looking for a really good paying job and you can understand what it's like to take something apart and put it back together again, no matter how big or how little it is, you can read schematics. You've been able to do that because you built everything from model airplanes to maybe you build a bicycle, motorcycle, or something different. But go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go to that website. Pick the campus you want to go to. Call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour of one of those campuses, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass. You'll be glad you did. It'll be a career-changing move for you. You'll be in an area of expertise that few people are in, and you'll be able to make a bunch of money and get great benefits, too. And if you want to travel the world, guess what? You can travel the world. Some of these aircraft that need to be worked on are not just in the United States. So, let's take a look at some things. Unfortunately, for the military, fentanyl is starting to take a toll. The death toll with fentanyl amongst troops more than doubled from 2017 to 2021. So in 4 years, it doubled. Fentanyl, the drug, of course, that's gained widespread national attention in recent years as its role in the U.S. opioid epidemic, was involved in 174 overdoses, or about 52% of the overdose cases in the military between 2017 and 2021. Got to get this under control, folks. And if we have to shut down the border to do it, then we have to shut down the border. Have at it. Got my permission. In addition, we had a Black Hawk helicopter go down. And two of the Alabama National Guardsmen that were on board were killed about 15 miles south of the state's border with Tennessee in Madison County. Hearts and prayers and thoughts go out to the families in that one. Now, the Air Force is speeding up its hunt for a faulty component on hundreds of KC-135 stratotankers that, if it failed in flight, could cause an aircraft's tail to fall off. You heard me say that right. Now, what this is about is a faulty tail pin. It's a pin that's not exactly the right size to go in the tail of the aircraft to hold the tail on. Vibration and whatnot causes it to break and or fall off or fall out. And there goes the tail of the plane. Hopefully they can get that taken care of sooner rather than later. By the way, NATO countries are agreeing to a new pledge this summer to increase defense spending above their previous target. This according to U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, as he said it at the NATO headquarters in Brussels. So if he said it, it's got to be true, right? Also, the Scranton Army Ammunition Plant is working three shifts, 24/7. Making ammunition and artillery shells in particular for the United States and our allies. Most of that ammunition is finding its way to the Ukraine. They need to get it there sooner rather than later. And God knows we can't be dilly-dallying around because Ukraine is going to be run over again by the Russians if we're not real quick in what we're doing. And you might have heard Denise and I talking about the fact that Russia, and now they know, by the way, the United States, it's going to be months before they get the tanks, the Abrams tanks that we were going to send them. Months. So if I'm Russia and I know that knowledge, man, I'm going to put it in overdrive and away I go. Because what's going to stop me? Their artillery? Yeah, a little bit, but not as much as a mobile tank that would be hunting down their targets. So again, it becomes what it becomes. All right, well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, who are the real science deniers? Think about that. Who are the real science deniers? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Some surprises are good, some surprises are life-changing, and some surprises can be financially devastating. That's why you need 210 Home Buyer's Warranty. 210 Home Buyer's Warranty covers critical systems like your heating, cooling, and water heater, and appliances like your fridge from breakdowns caused by routine use. Because something will break down right when you need it most. A refrigerator breakdown can cost over $1,200 to replace. With 210, as little as $85. Water heater breakdown, nearly $1,800. With 210, as little as $85. AC breakdown, $2,500. With 210, as little as $85.
I enjoy knowing that any issues I may have with my home will be taken care of.
Everything was handled for professional.
The response and service is always timely and professional.
No matter the age of your home or appliances, a home warranty service agreement from 210 Home Buyers Warranty can help reduce your financial stress. Call 800-471-7187. 800-471-7187. That's 800-471-7187. Call now to get 2 months free.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-652-5656. 800-652-5656. That's 800-652-5656.
Bill Bunkley here. Pastor Ralph Yakey Arno and I are heading back to Israel and Jordan this summer, and we want you to come along. It's just $45.95 double occupancy for you to join us, but space is very limited. A $700 deposit secures your spot with final payment not due until May the 10th, giving you time to budget. To see all the places on our 10-day pilgrimage to Israel and Jordan, June 24th through July 4th, go to BillBunkley.com or call me at 813-264-2977.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from somebody at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new or a pre-owned Nissan or Acura. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, the eastern part of the United States, and the upper Midwest. But then again, that's where my affiliates are. So I'm not surprised at all. And people drive down here for two reasons. Number one, the deal they get on the car. Number two, the discount they get before they even get the car. I'll explain. Now, Moss just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with the Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection either at Moss. They've got well over 600 new and pre-owned vehicles at all of their locations and accessories that you could only dream of. By the way, clean trade-ins, they're worth more money again. Trade-ins went up. They went up. so they're worth more money again. And Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, to include EMS, firefighters, police officers, and church pastors too, get great deals offered them on new and pre-owned vehicles. Now, their locations are in Crystal River. The flagship store is located at 1954 Newport Richey. And Nissan and Acura are located side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Plus, they have the all-new, brand-new Nissan, Moss Nissan, in Brooksville on State Route 50, just east of the Suncoast Parkway toll road, maybe 100 yards, and they're on the right, and you'll see them. So check them out online, mossmausnissan.com, mossmausnissan.com. See what they have to offer. Get yourself pre-certified if that's what you want to do. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Moss Family Automotive, mossnissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. All right. Who are the real science deniers? Now, we've heard a lot about the science deniers today. But who are they, really? Who are they? Well, unfortunately, in 21st century post-Roe America, they are the people who denied the basic scientific reality that the entity in the womb is an unborn human being. Now, this message from science is clear and unequivocal. The fetus in the womb is a human baby. And philosophically, morally, that human being should be treated equal, because that unborn human, that person, that live being, is, in fact, our equal. Now, it seems obvious, yet abortion advocates contort logic, and they own conscience to deny the existence of such an offspring. However, it's not an overreach of government to protect the natural right of life of every human being, born or unborn. Now, the science tells us this. Our own minds and hearts tell us this, too. To believe otherwise is to deny science and our own humanity. Think about that as you ponder through the day. Think about that. And here's something else you can think about. Florida took another step towards constitutional carry. The Senate Criminal Justice Committee is going to meet on Monday, February the 20th, to vote on Senate Bill 150, which is the Senate companion to House Bill 543, the Constitutional Carry Bill. The hearing will take place in the Knott Building, room 412 at 3 p.m., If you want to attend to show your support of SB 150 and help Florida become the 26th constitutional carry state, you are more than welcome to do so. Now, on Tuesday, February 21st, the House Judiciary Committee will meet to vote on the House Bill 543. Now, that hearing will take place in Sumner Hall, room number 404, at 8 a.m., And again, you can attend and support, show your support for the House Bill 543. Now, this is a very important piece of legislation that's going to recognize the right of law-abiding adults to carry a firearm for self-defense without having to obtain government permission. We'll be telling you more about this as things progress, but this is important and big stuff. If you want to be involved in it, you Got just a few days to do it. Otherwise, you don't say anything, you're your own worst enemy. Now, we had a horrible fire yesterday in Staten Island. Three firefighters were injured. Two FDNY firefighters and an FDNY lieutenant were seriously injured when a massive blaze tore through a Staten Island home, caused a section of the building to collapse, trapping the firefighters. Now, the fire erupted inside a two-story Shotwell Avenue home near Waring Avenue in Arden Heights at about 1:30 a.m. in the morning and quickly raged out of control. Firefighters arrived within minutes and were met with heavy fire, according to the FDNY. To my brothers of the badge, may God be with you, and I certainly hope you'll be okay. This is the risk that we take every day, and you never know when it's your turn. You never know. How about CNN Don's Lemon? Did he apologize? Did he apologize for the comments he made about Nikki Haley and women in general? As far as their, well, they've reached their prime age. Yeah, right. Way to go, Don. Stepped in it this time. But here's what he said. He said, what I said came out wrong, and I wish I hadn't said it. I believe women at any age can do anything they set their minds to. The people I'm closest to in this organization are women, according to CNN's chairman and CEO, Chris Light, who also addressed Lemon and his comments during the editorial call. But he's not there today, and speculation is he's on time off that he hadn't planned on. So we'll see how that works. Open mouth, insert foot there, Don. Open mouth, insert foot. Now, let's not forget that we did talk about Joe Biden's ability and the physical that he had, the annual physical, as to whether or not he's fit to serve as president. He did not have a cognitive test. He did not have an MRI, which are two things that every other president's had to have because of the what's required. But Joe Biden is special, and he doesn't have to have things like that, I guess, is the way I'll put it. I'll be respectful to a certain degree. But isn't that something? Isn't that something? Unbelievable. All right, well, we're running out of time for the weekend here, and I want to leave time to let everybody know that, of course, it's been a very busy week for us here on the program. We are all about tomorrow's news tonight. That's what we do here. We line you up the stories that you're going to hear. A lot of them will be used on the daytime shows when they get started. So we wish you well. We hope you have a nice, happy, safe weekend. And we will look forward to talking to you Monday morning, 2 a.m. here on the Radidio when we come back with the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day. The Daytona 500 this weekend. Turn left, go fast. God bless America. See ya.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.